Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, you can always submit yours, your questions, the advice that you need, dearjohnjanson@gmail.com. Your topics today are road trip, saving money, taking down the tree, and youth sports gone too far. We'll start with road trip.
Okay.
Dear John, my brother and I decided to not renew our Lions season tickets.
Okay.
Too expensive. Instead, we want to pick one or two home games and a road trip, save the rest for playoff tickets. With the Lions schedule out, which road game should we go to? Front runners are Ravens or Bengals. We haven't seen Lambeau, and we could do it without freezing our butts off. What about Washington? You played there. What's your pick?
This is a tough question because there's some great road trips. And obviously, I'm a little bit biased to going to Washington. I actually thought about doing that one. Love it that that game's at 4:30. Kind of gives you the opportunity to fly in the morning, maybe fly out after the game. It's a one-day trip.
That stadium's a dump, though.
It is, but I did spend a decade there, so that's why it's a little sentimental
okay.
to me. But I always kind of base my trips, especially one like this, on food.
Oh.
And so I don't really know what there is to offer in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Probably some Applebee's.
Yeah. Great night at Applebee's. Maybe you're going to get Dan Campbell. Maybe he'll make a special appearance at as a waiter. So I would say either Baltimore or Kansas City. Both of them with great food destinations. Kansas City, anywhere you want to go for barbecue, smoked ribs. They've got some of the best in the world. And so, and not only that, but the atmosphere at both of those. I circled both of those as if I was able to go to two road games, I'd want to go to Baltimore and, you know, I mean, Maryland, crab cakes and football. It's what they do. So I would choose that one. The Inner Harbor there is great, or Kansas City. Downtown Kansas City is a lot of fun, and they have, there's some museums there. You could take in all the museums, but it is the food that is the draw. The atmosphere in Arrowhead is awesome. I know a lot of Lions fans went a couple of years ago to start the season off. Those would be my picks. Green Bay, not a bad choice. If you haven't been to Lambeau and you get a chance to see everything that's been redone there, solid pick to start the season off. I know it would be hard to resist that, especially with the energy, the excitement of another NFL season.
Heather, if Colin wanted to go to a road game, does one stand out to you?
No.
Okay.
No, not
at Minnesota.
Not Christmas Day.
Definitely no. He's not going to Minnesota on Christmas Day.
Oh, he's not going.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Put my foot down.
I heard that.
He wouldn't want to go either. You guys, he's not happy about this Christmas Day game.
So he's told you.
He's not.
So, John, when you're talking about food, just one quickie. Are you into the Skyline Chili?
No. I'm not a big fan of spaghetti or spaghetti sauce, so no.
Because that's
all it is.
That's Cincy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And so that's why I didn't include them. No, it's spaghetti. It's not chili. I am big on labels, right? Turkey bacon's not bacon. You want to like it? That's fine. I don't care, but make sure you label it correctly. It's not bacon.
So, Jim, what do the Italians think about Skyline?
Well, I'm a fake Italian, depending on who you ask.
So that's your kind of chili?
Yeah, right.
Or spaghetti,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, spaghetti. Yeah. It's spaghetti. They serve it on spaghetti. It's spaghetti sauce.
It's a bastardized bolognese is what it is. You know, I think Cincy would be a good trip. It's early enough in the season. You don't ever go there. It's a short trip.
It's like the Indy game. It's a drive-to game.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Next one, John. Saving money. Dear John, my wife and I have been fighting about money. I told her an easy way to cut costs would be for her to stop ordering delivery 3 to 4 times per week. Just go out and pick it up. She felt I was singling her out. I did say that I'd be open to driving Uber a couple nights a week. What are some tips for saving money?
Well, I mean, if he's driving Ubers and she might be able to order from him,
Uber he can Eats. Deliver it.
There yeah. you go.
Any kids involved here?
What's we don't know.
So there are a lot of variables. We frequently do the deliveries of groceries, or we'll do delivery of food sometimes. We don't do as much, delivery of dinners. But if there is a busy schedule, I fully understand the convenience of having food, whether it's prepared or groceries delivered. If there is time, then don't be lazy. Get off your butt and go get it. So that's the variable that I don't understand in this situation. So if there's plenty of time, just go get it.
One thing I thought, streaming services, people don't realize how many different little apps and things they're paying for.
Cancel the ones you're not watching.
Yeah.
You can renew them when you want to watch a new show, and then you can cancel them again. We always set reminders in our calendar to cancel different streaming services. For me, when I saw How to Save Money, which I would love advice on because I'd love to save money, but setting a budget is always helpful, I think. And
well,
so
and then
you
prioritize
what you're going to spend, how much money you should spend each month.
Is the priority for them as a couple or them as a family to have those meals delivered or to have some streaming services or whatever else they're spending their extra income on?
Yeah. Like the bank we use, you can actually do buckets.
Yes.
To like label where you want to put money, and you have to have some kind of budget.
You do. Otherwise, you could go quite crazy.
Yes.
All right. This next one says, taking down the tree. Dear John, we have this tree in our backyard. We want to get rid of it. My husband and I have had 3 different companies out for quotes, and they were all between $1,000 to $2,000. Before talking to me, he booked the cheapest one, and they're coming out next week. When I told him I wanted to discuss it first, he said, I was just taking initiative. I wanted to get it off our to-do list. We don't share a bank account. He expects me to cover some of it. And I told him, no. If he can make the decision on his own, he can pay for it on his own.
Oh, boy.
Was I in the right?
Wow. Well, I guess it depends on if your money is separate. Like, who pays for the mortgage? Who pays for insurance? Because some of these, can be insurance issues. If you take down this tree that's maybe hanging over the house, you might actually get a dip on your home insurance. So if he made the decision, I say it's on him. If it's something that you would normally discuss, then if he took the initiative, hey, bravo. But you made this plan and you pay for the plan. If we were to discuss it and then we ended up deciding we'll go with the cheapest offer or we'll go with any of these offers, then I think, wifey then decides that she gets to contribute.
Yeah, I agree. I do think the setup is interesting. Because my husband and I don't have a shared bank account. But it's not, our money is our money.
Right.
Right? Like, so the way this is
worded
is very interesting. Like,
yeah.
Oh, she's got to pay for it. But isn't your money is still your money as a couple,
right,
even though it's not coming from the one same pool. So this is an interesting setup they've got going on. But I would say that, yes, big decisions that are expensive should be talked about as a couple before they're decided
yes,
on.
I do think any major expense.
Yes.
And it depends on what you're classifying as a major expense.
I'd say $1,000
bucks.
$1,000
is a major expense. Mm-hmm. That should be discussed before any decisions are made.
Yeah, and you have to think about this too, where if he pays for all of it, or she pays for half of it, it's going to come out in the wash.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should.
If he paid all $1,000, then he doesn't have.
The communication.
If they split it 50-50, it'd be $500 apiece. Yeah. If he pays $1,000, it's $500 less he has to spend on something else. So that's why I think it largely comes out in the wash. You should discuss it ahead of time.
Yeah. Yes.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics. and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Last one.
All right. Youth sports gone too far. Oh. Dear John, our 12-year-old daughter plays basketball and volleyball, and we've been very supportive of her playing sports. Lessons about teamwork and work ethic, plus seeing her get excited to play is just really cool. Last spring, she was playing in a basketball tournament, and one of her teammates had this really nasty ankle injury, screaming out in pain. I overheard parents in the stands saying that they knew of this doctor that could give her a shot and get her back out there playing next weekend. This stopped me in my tracks. She's 12. This is not the NFL. Are parents really doing this stuff? John, does this feel wrong to you, or am I just out of the loop?
Yes, it is wrong at 12. I understand wanting to play. I also understand that, and young athletes heal quicker than older athletes, but this is a 12-year-old girl. I don't believe at that age you should be taking shots to be able to play. It's absurd at 12 years old that this would even be a consideration.
When does it become one?
I would say probably closer to, 17, 18, when you are starting to, it might be the last year that you get a chance to play. Maybe you're not good enough to be able to play in college or anything past that, and you're trying to maximize every opportunity. At that point, I would consider it, depending on what the injury is. If it's a pain management issue and you're not going to hurt it anymore, you're not going to be severely, maimed for the rest of your life, then I would consider it at that time. If it's a varsity sport, or if it's, your time of playing this sport competitively is coming to an end. But at 12, that's ridiculous.
I would have been stopped in my tracks as well. I probably would have been like, hold up, tell me more, and what are you doing?
I've heard this conversation.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I did not put this in.
No, I know.
But I've heard this conversation, yes. And at some point, parents need to be parents. They need to step up and say, because I'm sure... I've even heard kids ask their parents, can you take me somewhere so that I can get a shot for this? And at some point, you need to be the grown-up, the adult, and says, no, we're going to let your body heal. If we can manage it with taping your ankle and giving you some support and going out there and playing, that's another matter. But no, when you're talking about taking shots, that's much later.
That's this week's Dear John. It's 97.1.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.